USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Search, rescue, and recovery operations continue on the fire-ravaged Hawaiian island of Maui. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell says canine search teams are searching for those still missing.
We're working carefully to search the affected areas thoroughly and compassionately while respecting all of the cultural sensitivities.
President Biden will travel to Maui Monday to meet with first responders, survivors, and local officials. A federal appeals court is upholding parts of a decision that limits access to a widely used abortion pill. Judges on the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals sided with a Texas judge and agreed the FDA did not properly follow procedures when it loosened access to mifepristone. The Justice Department is expected to appeal the ruling. A Quinnipiac poll shows former President Trump is still a top presidential candidate despite his legal trouble. Poller Tim Malloy says 54% of respondents think Trump should be prosecuted on criminal charges, while another 68% say anyone who is convicted of a felony should not be president.
That's a big number, and that includes Republicans. So a lot hangs in the balance on where this thing goes for Trump.
As he faces a fourth indictment, if an election was held now, it would be a toss-up between Trump and President Biden. However, democracy is a main concern, with 83% of Americans polled saying they fear it will fall apart. Most Americans say the U.S. should ramp up preparations for potential Chinese military threats. That's according to a Reuters Ipsos poll that showed 2 in 3 respondents believe the country needs to do more. The Federal Reserve warning the pace of inflation may mean more interest rate hikes.
In a recent meeting, Fed officials were somewhat optimistic the last quarter percentage point rate hike would be the last of the cycle and officials would wait and see how the hikes were impacting inflation. But new data shows the economy is expected to slow and unemployment will rise. That might mean another rate hike in September. I'm Lisa Taylor.
This is USA News.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced. Call now. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call the Home Warranty Hotline now at 800-239-1876. 800-239-1876. 800-239-1876. That's 800-239-1876.
More than 101,000 migrants have now passed through New York City's intake centers. Natalie Migliori has more.
To put that in perspective, this population is larger than the entire city of Albany.
Deputy Mayor Fabian Levy says new arrivals keep coming, with 2,700 arriving in the city this past week.
We continue to see these high numbers week after week, despite reports of decreases at the border.
In New York City's latest effort to free up shelter space, officials say the city has notified more than 2,900 adult men that they have 60 days to find alternative accommodations. I'm Natalie Migliori.
Target is seeing a drop in sales after backlash over its Pride Month merchandise. It fell over 5% in the second quarter, with customers buying less in discretionary categories and instead more in the food, beauty, and essentials categories. CEO Brian Cornell said in a statement the retail chain still plans to celebrate Pride in the future. O'Reilly Auto Parts being sued in Washington State over the way it treats pregnant employees.
The Washington Attorney General's office filed the lawsuit claiming the company refuses to give pregnant workers accommodations such as the ability to sit or rest and limit how much they lift or handle hazardous materials. Complaints also include no flexibility for restroom breaks or time to pump breast milk for newborn babies. At least 22 women were affected, and the Attorney General's office says the actual number is likely higher. They're asking employees who experience pregnancy discrimination to contact them. Brad Ford.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Okay, 3 dozen by tomorrow morning. Yeah, the roses.
Faraz's flower shop is blooming. To keep up with high demand, he must strengthen his business's roots.
Just 1 second. Faraz's flowers. Hold, please. Hi, how are you doing? Welcome to Faraz's.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.